Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Cynthia Galavis Roscoe.
Okay, yes. Yes, ma'am. State your name again for the record. I didn't know for the record.
Cynthia Galavis Roscoe.
I have a Roscoe.
Yes, ma'am. The Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to serve as your lead. So if you would just listen, we will be right with you, ma'am. So just hang on.
Good morning, Ms. Roscoe. Could
good
you
morning.
Just please?
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you just please say your name and your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Cynthia Galavis Roscoe,
140653. Okay, Mr. Roscoe, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, okay?
Okay.
To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today, okay?
Okay.
Also with us representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Turner.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Roscoe, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Did you recall signing
the form that notified you that you're going to have this hearing today?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. On that form, you're also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in, okay?
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Mr. Roscoe, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you violate the Arizona Condition of Supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about October 15, 2013. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's absconded from supervision. Mr. Roscoe, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, based on the admission of Ms. Roscoe, I move to find that she was delinquent. She did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Do we agree?
Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Roscoe, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you and see if there's any additional information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Roscoe was released from ADC custody on 10-15-2013 and arrested on 7-8-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 7-8-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11-3-2018 with 1,727 abscondes. Current conviction, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1988, commitment A, count two, aggravated driving and DWI, 4 months. 1998, commitment B, count two, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. This is her third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release, completed 6 months. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 1996, intimidation, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1996, DUI liquors, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona, unknown. 2010, failure to appear first degree, Arizona, unknown. She has a GV score of G1, V1.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. All right, Mr. Roscoe, you were released on October 15th of 2013 from Perryville, and you left there, and where did you go? What happened? Nobody heard a thing from you.
Okay. Well, I just asked her when I got home, my sister passed away, my son passed away, my other son's in prison right now, and I just couldn't deal with it, and I just didn't show, and when I did, I just was too late, so... What I was doing all that time was I'm a caregiver and I clean houses and I'm a caregiver for the 5 years that I've done it. I'm a still caregiver. You can even call the number that Ben gave me if you wanted, that I could take care of him all the time. But I was not getting myself in trouble. I'm the one that even called the police that night because I just got tired of just doing nothing, you know, and I knew I had to go back. I just couldn't put up with it. And they didn't want me, they took the phone from me when I did call the police that night. I said, no. So let me do what I got to do because I need to go out with my life.
Who took the phone away from you?
The man that I stay in care of, where I live at, the same house.
Okay, so you're living with someone that you were the caregiver for?
Yes, I am. I'm a caregiver.
So,
I've been a caregiver for almost 5 years.
So when you say you were the caregiver for him, were you just living there as a caregiver or were you like a paid caregiver?
No, I was not paid. He was paying me, but yet the apartment complex where he paid his rent to, they know that I was his caregiver. And plus, you know, he's a Southwest internet, Southwest something because he's 71 years old, they know that I'm his caregiver.
Okay, all right.
So, I take him to his appointments and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have 2 houses. I stay there. I stay on a Sunday's open. I stay where the police picked me up that night. That's where I really stay. And I never left the complex ever since when I never reported. When I stuck, I still live there to this day.
So why did you, I do understand you said your sister passed, your son passed, and your other son was in prison. But why didn't you contact your parole officer? You were on parole in 2004, and you completed it in 4 months. So why didn't you at least report?
Because I don't have no space. You know, the paper that I did have, I'm not sure of the address, and I didn't know the phone number. So I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm sorry. I just didn't.
Okay. All right.
You know, but I mean, like I say, I got tired of it. You know, I think once before, I got to go on with my life so I can be a citizen, you know, I'm a citizen because I'm going to be 55 in November. And, you know, and I'm diabetic. I find out I'm on diabetes. So, yeah, I don't want to get this 5,000 more. I just want to be, you know, doing good the way I was not really doing good, but the way what I'm doing now.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's admirable, Mr. Roscoe, that...
Okay.
You were the caregiver for someone, caregiver
yes.
for
your I can't even give you his phone number. I can't even give 2 phone numbers of where I live. That number, when he picked me up that night, like I said, I called the police on myself. And the other number, well, I have 2 houses.
Okay. Well, I think that's an admirable thing to be a caregiver and to take care of those
yes.
as they get older and are just not able to care for themselves. That opportunity. Mr. Roscoe, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, just a quick question for Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Is the story consistent that she turned herself in to the police?
The only information that I have is that she was arrested by Phoenix PD. There's nothing else that indicates whether she was stopped for something or whether she turned herself in.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. That's my question. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right, Mr. Roscoe, the board's about to
leave myself, sir.
Okay. The board's about to come up on a conclusion of your hearing.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't come here on my parole date. I should have been warming up, to But she said 4 months and a half after, you know, but I'm here doing it now, so whatever you guys decide to do with me, I can understand that very well.
Okay. All right, Mr. Roscoe, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line. However, you have to remain silent. I want you to hear the discussion taking place between the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. Well, Ms. Roscoe has been in Abscondment for a long time, 1,727 days. That goes into years. But she says that, you know, the entire time that she was out, she was being a caregiver, which I think is an admirable thing for her. I do believe that she was actually out being a caregiver and doing what she can. She said she was at three different, she was at the caregiver, and she had two other houses. But she said the reason she went out was because her sister passed, her son passed, and her son was in prison. And all of this happened, you know, either shortly before or shortly after she got released. And she just got out there. But she said she called Phoenix PD when she was arrested and turned herself in because she felt she was getting older. And she wanted to start living her life and get on with the rest of her life. So she pretty much self-surrendered so that she could be incarcerated. Ms. Roscoe has a release date of November 3rd of 2018. I think that in less than 3 months she'll be out. And I think if she takes this time that she has in there, put herself together a plan, then she can get out, continue to be a caregiver. She might even be able to qualify to be a paid caregiver. I don't know what the rules or restrictions are right there, but that is an admirable thing for her to be able to do. And she gets this time off of her. She doesn't have to worry about being on parole or community supervision or looking behind her back to see if the police are getting ready to arrest her or not. She can live free and be a productive citizen and hopefully not have any more negative contact with law enforcement. She does have a history of DUIs that that she's been involved in. Hopefully she won't do and get in, start drinking and get herself in trouble with another DUI. But I think it would be best for her to go ahead and complete that time, especially since she was an absconder for 1,727 days. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, not hearing any other comments coming from the colleagues, I am then going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Orozco, finding she violated the terms and conditions of supervision and add lapses and bottle lapses into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Rapp. Ms. Orozco? The board has voted to revoke the community supervision. You have been out there for a long period of time, but hopefully you'll take this time that you have left. You'll be released on November 3rd of 2018 this year, which is about less than 3 months away. If you take that time, you know, make a plan, get yourself together, work with your CO3, and when you get out, we hope that you will be a productive citizen out there, not get involved in drinking and driving. And, you know, it's an admirable thing to be a caregiver and take the time and help and care for those who need your assistance. I want to thank you for taking the opportunity for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Ms. Orozco.
Okay, thank you guys very much.
Okay, could you just set the phone down there and...
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.